On Friday, January 27th, this year, I took the first ever ride given by Cargo. I'm Shad Berner, Vice President of Business Development with the Cape Chamber. Let's talk business. Cargo is such a bright spot in Cape for several reasons. First of all, they're filling an important need in our community. Transportation is a quality of life issue, and having a ride-sharing service is a strong improvement. There are many examples of customers, from foreign exchange students at Southeast to elderly Cape residents, but perhaps the most compelling use case is a visually impaired couple who have used the service more than a dozen times. This allows them the freedom to quickly run out and grab lunch or do some shopping. It's really just an incredible story. Second, jobs and extra income. This type of work is known as the gig economy, basically a marketplace that utilizes short-term contracts or freelance workers. It's critical we embrace this new economy as the world moves in this direction. And we really have. There are currently more than 60 cargo drivers. Finally, what's really exciting to me is to see viable, scalable businesses starting in Cape. Cargo isn't the only example, but it's a good one. They have over 1,600 customers who have downloaded the app and delivered over 500 rides. They are considering adding additional services in the future and expanding to other similar communities. Let me close with a few other business announcements. Steve Mark cut the ribbon on their remodeled facility in Heritage Square on William Street last week. Midori, a new Japanese restaurant, opened in the plaza, and Golden Corral opened by the new Drury Conference Center. Finally, Panda Express broke ground on Seamers Drive. Stay tuned for more announcements coming soon. I'm Shad Berner. For more information on this and other business issues, visit krcu.org.